email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Emma Doran.
How are you?
What are your memories of 1975?
I was loving the How dare you? I was loving the tunes, though. I kind of like, because when I was on my way in, I was listening to a bit of Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, right, yes.
Xanadu.
Oh, Xanadu is a classic.
Yeah, what year was that?
We did
Maybe
it.
Maybe a little later, was it?
We did it.
81?
They're all sort of mushing into one now. Yeah, yeah.
But no,
yeah.
I like a few oldies.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
How was the break?
Well, do you know what I did this year? And I'm okay to say it now, but I felt bad at the time. I took myself off to Tenerife.
Did you indeed?
First time ever. I thought, basically what happened was I kind of got an idea like, oh, maybe I'd go away. And then I was saying to Deirdre O'Kane, and that was the worst thing you can do because she was egging me on.
Right.
If you say anything to her, I'm thinking of buying a Mercedes. She's like, do it. You know, she's one of these people.
Life's too short,
exactly. You can't take the money with you, blah, blah, blah. Booked the holiday in about 20 minutes. And then as it came up to it, I was like, this is a bit over the top. What have I done? And we were going on the 27th.
Of December. Right.
If there had been a breeze block beside the suitcase, I would have just thrown that in. I had no idea what to pack. Hadn't a clue what was going on. But it was great.
Was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
A bit of winter sun.
And I'll tell you what else I noticed, right? The locals in Tenerife were wearing the shorts as well. So I find if I go to a sunny place during the summer, all the locals are kind of wearing trousers and you kind of feel like the stupid Irish head.
Right, okay.
So I think they're doing that to catch us out, to make
is
us
that
feel.
It? Right.
Because honestly, they were all wearing shorts in December. I think that's very sneaky. So don't, if you're going on holidays, don't be feeling guilty about melting. They're melting.
So you've got a good dose of vitamin D.
Yeah, I'm hoping it'll take the edge off the winter.
It will. What you'll find when other people are fading around the end of March, beginning of April.
You'll be okay.
I'm hoping.
Yeah. Yes. Look, we said it was kind of.
Mind you, it's cheaper
reasons.
Just to get the vitamin D tablets in super value for $8.40. It's a lot cheaper.
But look, I loved the little breakaway.
When you're on your break, were you thinking about new year, new you, new plans?
It was a little bit because it was sunny and it was all inclusive. So do you know?
Oh yeah, you didn't have to think about anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Other than yourself and 2025. Yeah.
What cocktail will we try now? So I did. I had all these notions, and my new buzz now at the moment is Pilates. Now I haven't done it yet,
right,
but I'm talking about it a good bit, and that seems to be getting a good reaction. That I'm saying it to people. I'm thinking of doing Pilates, and people go, "Oh, that's a very good idea." So I don't know if I'm going to follow through. I don't know if I need to follow through because I seem to be getting a great reaction by saying I'm thinking about doing it.
So you're just lifted by the chat.
Yeah, and everyone kind of goes, oh, that's a great idea. And it's very good for your core. And it's tough. And I'm like, yeah, no, it is tough. But I haven't done it yet. I've just talked about it. Yeah. So
and would you do the reformer Pilates?
I did that.
Did you?
When I was gigging in the UK, you know, just you're going around by yourself, you have time to burn. I went to that. Now, it was kind of a posh part of London, fair enough, but it's very expensive even
here.
It is,
yes, it is.
And I just feel I can't, can I justify spending that money? You're on a camp bed with pulleys
and strings.
You
know the origins of it?
No.
No, it was invented by a guy called, and this, it sounds made up.
Spoofer Max Spooferson?
No. Joey Pilates.
No.
Yes. After one of the World Wars, for rehab, for injured soldiers,
okay,
he took apart a bed with the springs and all that sort of thing, repurposed it. And that's the first iteration of a reformer Pilates thing that you operate on.
Right. So it is legit.
I don't know how Joey would feel about, you know, them charging you €35 for one session.
Well, but you know what they make you do as well? They make you get the Pilates socks.
Oh, yes.
So they're a few quid as well.
But what's special about them?
They have a little grip on them.
Right.
They have a little grip, yeah. But right, look, I'm talking about it. I'm thinking about it.
Yes, yeah.
We'll see.
Pilates.
Yeah.
What is me mooning? It sounds...
Yeah, it's...
I don't
it's
know
a
li- what it sounds
it's
like.
It's a little honeymoon for yourself.
All right.
It's to take yourself away. So rather than going away with your partner, you just take yourself away for a little night or a little two nights.
On your own.
Right. I mean, I kind of feel like I'm doing it all the time.
Did you invent the word me mooning or is it?
No. This is somebody else.
Right.
This is like a TikToker, like blogger person. They invented this word. Yeah. I know you can't just be saying I'm going away myself. You have to create a word for these things.
Yeah. And you have they're all doing it.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is you sound like a teenager. You know,
I know, yeah.
Anytime there's a problem in our house, everybody's doing it. And I go like a pedantic Egypt that I am. Really? Is everybody doing it? Like all 45 of them? Are they all doing it?
I used to say that to my mother as well. And they were all doing it then.
No, they weren't. Not everybody was doing it. And everybody isn't me mooning either.
But it's a nice idea though, isn't it? To go away by yourself. Because now, don't get me wrong, the breakaway was lovely. But a family holiday, it's a holiday, but it's a bit of work as well.
For you, yeah.
But taking yourself away.
Me mooning.
Just
me mooning, yeah.
I know, it sounds bad, but...
And what about all these, you know, the Veganuary and that sounds rude. And Dry January, none of that.
No. I think if we're going to do... Well, let's change it to Dry November. Doesn't that like make much more sense?
I think that exists already.
Let's do that instead. Yes. I feel like January, you need to throw whatever you can at it to get through it.
Yes.
Because last time I checked, there is about 216 days in January.
It does seem like that.
So I feel like you should kind of treat yourself... Now I had said to myself, I wasn't going to buy any more clothes, but... If it's staple pieces, stuff like that, winter coats, boots, investment pieces. I feel like I've heard this before, have you?
I roll. No, yeah.
Investment, couldn't leave it there.
Yes.
I did
a year of that, inspired by Jennifer Zamparelli. She was on the show and said she wasn't doing it. And I did it. And what happens is, you can only do it every few years.
Okay, yes.
Because Jenny kept slacking me off then. She says, you wear the same clothes as Gary Lineker, but you don't look like him. What's the problem? And then she discovered that because they were a bit, they'd been washed so often.
Okay.
Everything that he wears is probably new. You know, probably been worn two times.
And probably a few quid.
Mine has been worn about 250 times and probably, a fraction
of
the cost.
I'm going to try it this year though because I do have a lot of clothes and there's stuff in there. I'm like, oh, didn't know I had this. So... I reckon I could have
lay
more
them all out and try and match them up differently than you would have.
But I do like the little endorphin kick from
the retail therapy thing. Yeah,
I have a shopping bag in my car that no one knows about. But sure, look, January.
Okay, here, do a bit of role playing.
Okay,
right. Let's see. Just top of your head stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Fine.
Is that new?
Yes, it is.
No, you're supposed to say, no, I haven't that for ages.
No, but hang on, it doesn't count because I got it with a voucher.
It is new, right?
A voucher purchase doesn't count.
I wasn't saying that, I was pretending to be your partner. Is that new?
No.
And then you go, no.
I've had this ages.
Yes, I've never seen it.
I've had this for ages. Yeah. Why do you not remember it?
Yeah.
No, look, I can lie to my partner. I don't need practicing that. I just wanted to be honest to you because you're on the radio. It was a voucher purchase.
EmmaDornComedy.com.
Yes.
Now, I hope that has set you up for your drive to Castlebar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, great.
No, I'm in great form now because you need a bit of energy. I'm going to need a bit of energy.
So, EmmaDornComedy.com and the tour continues.
The tour continues, yeah. And it's kicking back in February. And No Worries If Not is back last night.
Yes, back on RT2.
RT2.
It's not called Network 2 anymore. RT2.
RT2. Yeah. Half 10 Thursday.
No Worries If Not. And, of course, keep it tight with the aforementioned Deirdre O'Kane.
Yes.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
Podcasts, yeah.
Great to see you, Emma. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.